We're watching two big stories today, Hurricane Sally and the wildfires scorching parts of the West Coast. Those fires are spewing smoke over California, Oregon, and Washington, giving the region some of the unhealthiest air on the planet.
On the Gulf Coast, the problem is water, too much of it. Hurricane Sally made landfall early this morning near Gulf Shores, Alabama, as a Category 2 storm with winds over 96 miles per hour and torrential rain. Dangerous floodwaters are rising in Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. Earlier today, I spoke with Grover Robinson on a cell phone. He is the mayor of Pensacola, Florida, about 50 miles east of Gulf Shores. I asked him how Sally was affecting his city.
We're trying to get through, obviously, the record amount of rain, and we knew that was one of the challenges that we were going to have. And then, you know, from what the weather said, when the National Weather Service tells you this is going to be historic levels of rain, it really is. It was historic. The good news was for about 15 minutes it quit raining. It's now kind of spitting. It's not really that much of a rain compared to what we've had, but it is back falling a little bit, but it's challenging right now. We put in a significant amount of stormwater infrastructure in 2014 after having some significant flooding from an April storm. But this is probably even top what we've been able to do. It's significant in the amount of flooding we've had, and right now we're still waiting for about the next 2 hours having tidal surge until the tides go back out. We're just trying to hold still and stay on top of it and then get out and assess it. But we still have winds that are over tropical storm force, so we're doing some assessment, but we can't do a big assessment and get our crews and start doing work until we can get the winds down.
Well, and I'm looking at some images, a video of Main Street, Pensacola today, and it is just quite stunning to see the water. It's completely flooded on the street, and the water is moving as if the Gulf just is coming right through the streets of town.
Well, that's exactly what happens when you have that kind of storm surge, and the problem is that then backs up and won't let anything that's rain-driven back out come out. So at this point, we are until the tides turn around for us, we are we're just trying to get through this and trying to get everybody to higher ground.
Did people evacuate?
Some people certainly evacuated. I don't know what we had in terms of evacuation. Part of the challenge is obviously in COVID, we encourage people, really try to get them not to go to shelters, to try to either find family or friends that are on higher ground that they can go to. We did have 2 days of cycle of high tide. So we did, yesterday we were very clear with people. I was very clear with people. If you thought it was high today, it's going to be much worse tomorrow. Get out. One of the problems I'm being told by our police officers we're still having is down there where you're talking about seeing people on Main Street. We got people who want to go down there and look at stuff, and they're getting down there and their cars are flooding out. So they're making it more difficult for our police trying to keep people out of there. So we really need everybody just kind of stay home, hunker down and wait till this thing's passed.
And I assume just power outages all over the place today.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's going to happen with wind. The wind was not as bad as Ivan was 16 years ago to the day. The wind was not as bad, but clearly the water was much worse. We had between what we had in storm surge and what we're going to have in rain. The 30 inches of rain, 30 inches plus, has just been significant. So we're just trying to get through that and waiting for the tide to go out. Tide goes out, we can lower some of this stuff. We'll begin to lower. Hopefully the wind will begin to recede and we can get some crews out there and get some work starting to get done.
What is your biggest concern right now when you think about all the parts of Pensacola and who might be in the most distress?
Obviously right now dealing with flooding, either low-lying areas or those areas that are coastal. We taking care of all those places is going to be the first thing. And then from there, it's just the portion of cleanup that goes through afterwards anytime you have a storm like this.
That is Mayor Grover Robinson of Pensacola, Florida. Mayor, thank you for joining us and good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, you take care.